Good morning. It's showtime today, 8 a.m. Everybody's got our coffee. We're feeling good, and we have a great guest today. So welcome to Biz Talk. Ladies,
good morning.
Good morning. All right. Hello, everybody. It's a great day in the Fusion One Lounge. I'm Glenna Hum, and around the square here, we have our other marketing gurus. We have Sarah Gilliland, and we have Kelsey Nicholson. I haven't changed mine on my I have to change your name. All right. We are having so much fun talking to business people and getting so many tips and great info for all of us. But before we get started, Sarah, could you put up where people can find us?
Absolutely. Okay, don't forget, we go live every week on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And if you have not subscribed to our podcast, go ahead and do yourself a favor and subscribe to Marketing and a Mic. And always follow us on Instagram and LinkedIn. And another place you need to subscribe is our YouTube channel, Fusion One Marketing. We are constantly putting out fresh videos every single week. As I say, all in the name of digital marketing and small businesses and all good stuff.
That's exactly right. And we are so excited about our guest today. If you are a business person, business owner, you need to hear what this lady has to say because she can help you get more business. So we want to welcome our special guest, Perry Barzagheri from the Shelby County Chamber. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank y'all for having me.
You are very welcome. And this is, like I said, information that everybody needs to hear. So we're just going to dive right in, Perry. Tell us a little bit about the Shelby County Chamber and the different areas you focus on.
Absolutely. So the Shelby County Chamber was established just truly to help our investors and meet all their needs. I have a fun job where I get to go out and speak to investors, or right now on Zoom, I get to meet with our investors and just really hear about their needs. They're incredibly diverse needs. So we kind of take note of everything that we hear and see how we can best meet those needs. We are just a true resource to everybody in our community. I get all kinds of phone calls. I was telling you guys about that. But I get some really special phone calls. I just had a grandpa call me this week and said, I'm going to surprise my grandson at the soccer field. I don't know where to find it. And then where can I take him out to eat so I can, you know, move him on to one of our great restaurant investors and let him know all the tips and tricks of Shelby County.
So cool.
Yeah. So my focus is on community and career development. So I get to work, with our career readiness program, existing business and industry, where I'm going out and talking to folks, doing those visits about their needs. We have health services, and then I'm a part of our Women's Business Council too. So a lot of things going on around here.
It sounds like it, but that's why we're so excited to talk to you to find out about all this stuff. We have some early birds this morning joining us. We have Mr. Scott Stearns. He said, hey, y'all, happy Friday. Yes. And we have one of our favorites, Mr. Lance Gilliland, joining in. He said, looking good, crew, this morning. Happy Friday. Good morning to Steve Johnson. Good morning to LaVon Cheney. She says, hey, Perry. And Janet, I hope I don't mess this last name up, Sharon.
That's
my
mom. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Mom's watching. So that's awesome. Welcome, everybody.
That's great. Okay, so tell me again about what your position is with the chamber, because I know you do, like you just said previously, a lot of different things. And then who are the other chamber staff that investors need to know about?
Yes, I love to talk about our crew. So I'm the director of community and career development. So I do get to work in our school systems with the career readiness program. We have a ton of stuff, and we get to ask like a lot of our investors, our volunteers, to be a part of that. And then I get to do all the other fun stuff we do at the chamber too. So it's a busy schedule, which is great. But We absolutely have a wonderful group here that makes up the chamber office. We have Peyton Thomas. He's our director of operations, and we just celebrated his 5 years with the chamber on Monday. Mm-hmm. He does all of our marketing, a lot of behind the scenes stuff. Every time I break my computer, he's there for that. And then he handles our website, the weekly emails. And he just really makes sure that the investors stay connected with us. He coordinates all the ribbon cuttings, handles reaching out to city officials and all that stuff. And then he can pretty much answer any questions that you guys have, because he's hanging in longer than the rest of us around here. He remembers everything that happened. And then
he's giving you a whoop
whoop. She's our director of investor relations. So she takes care of our investors, keeping them aware of like sponsorship opportunities when we have events. She can answer all their questions, help them capitalize on their investment with us. And then she works hard with me on that Women's Business Council. And then Chris Williams, he is our manager of investor development. So you don't get to see him a lot because he's out letting people know, you know, welcome to Shelby County, welcome to the chamber. But he is a great resource for everything chamber. And then last but not least is Kirk Manser, our president and CEO. He has been, you know, a leader to all of us. He takes care of everything that we don't take care of. He keeps us in line. He does a good job. And then he also heads up a few of our work groups too. So, and then he works with our board of directors. So he's just the funnel between them and us, which is wonderful.
Fantastic. So tell us, how does one get started with the chamber? And then can you explain what the investor reception is?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, Chris is an excellent resource when people call and just say, I'm new to the area, or I've been here a long time, but I'm just learning about the chamber. We kind of funneled them over to Chris so he can speak to them about all the different investor levels and then what you get when you become an investor. But I like to talk it out with people when they call and just say, you know, tell me about your needs before I start telling you, you know, kind of what you need. I love to hear what people are looking for first. And then Kirk and I have a lot of work groups, and Peyton does as well. So I kind of encourage them to visit some of our different meetings, or back when we were having events, please come to a luncheon and meet everybody before you make that commitment. And then we do have our investor reception. Glenna got to come last week or this week for our Zoom investor reception. Normally we get to eat together and hang out and meet everybody. But it's truly just a way for us to explain very clearly how your investment works in the chamber. So everything that we give back to you once you're part of us. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it really was. And I learned so much. I was part of the chamber years ago, but it was so neat to see what everything that you guys have going, even in this climate that we're dealing with here. So we have a few more people joining us this morning. Julie Ann Schultz is here. We have Melissa Dixon, who is going to be on the board, I understand, of the Shelby County Chamber. So that's exciting. She has a new seat on the board. And then Peyton is joining us. He goes, whoop, whoop. So he gave himself a shout out.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, yes, I learned so much the other day, but can you kind of fill people in? I know that was over like an hour or something going over information, but can you kind of give the highlights of what an investor gets and some of the benefits that they receive?
Yes, absolutely. So once your investment comes through, you're going to hear from us all the time. We have a weekly email that kind of just keeps you informed of what's going on at the chamber, what events we have. You're able to create your own account through our web-based platform. And then you can tag yourself as many categories as you might cover. I know you guys cover a ton of different things. So that's really important that you set that up and let people know when they're looking for you in our directory. You know, sometimes when you're online shopping for a business, you may not put in exactly what you're looking for. So you have to hit all those tags, we call them. Then, like I said, our weekly email, and you're going to hear about all our events. And then any information you need. We have a lot of investors that like to use other investors for their needs. So I field a lot of phone calls saying, you know, I just got a call from a local restaurant, and one of his guys had a broken windshield, and he was like, who can I use with the chamber for that? So we really kind of push people towards that directory. We know everybody very closely, so we can say, you know, here's their cell number, call them, tell them you sent them, and we'll get you taken care of that way. And then we have, like I was talking about, Peyton handling our social media. We love to share, especially right now during the pandemic when a lot of people are on social media more than we should be. We like to share everybody's events on our social media. So we take advantage of, just like you guys, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and we'll really go above and beyond to cover any investors' needs. You just have to ask.
That's good to know, because we have a lot of needs. No, I'm kidding.
I think you're
not. Yeah, really. She's like, did I say everyone? I can see Sarah's wheels turning. That's why I said it. She's thinking.
You saw my look.
I know.
Yeah, definitely a lot of benefits that someone becomes an investor. That's for sure. So, okay, so this year has been, you know, a doozy when it came to in-person events and networking, and you all have done a really great job kind of pivoting and navigating through that. So will you tell us some of the networking events that you currently have going on, or some of them coming up, because I know we're closing out the year, and sort of just what your networking events are that you have right now?
Absolutely. So we're hosting currently, or we have been hosting, our what would be our luncheons or awards programs, just honoring different groups in our community via Zoom. And we've asked our volunteers to kind of get out and meet those folks. We've done some cool yard signs and plaques and everything. So then when you're on the call, we have a chance to kind of connect with everybody and network like we normally would at the luncheon. And then I've kind of really been reminding everybody, you know, a great way to get involved is our work groups. We have a ton. We have something for everybody. Mine, our career readiness, that health services, because, you know, healthy employees come to work. So that's super important. They get to do, we normally get to do a lot of fun and interactive stuff in that group too. Existing business and industry. So I get to hear, I'm not just in my chamber bubble. I get to hear what's going on with everybody else's companies and connect with them. And then we have governmental affairs, tourism work group, and then Peyton heads up that ambassadors work group. So they're really our face for the chamber, those folks. So joining one of those is super easy, just letting us know that you're interested in trying it out. And I love to network with people in those ways. And then our Women's Business Council has got a great group too, and it's easy to join. We want to have you ladies in there for sure.
Let's talk about that, the Women's Business Council. So that's another, it's a separate networking opportunity that is provided through the chamber. How do businesswomen get involved with that?
Yeah, so we're coming up on our third year, and 2021 will be our third year. We started in the fall of 2019. Kurt kind of came to Jordan and I and said, I've had some interest in women in business. Let's have an interest meeting. And we were like, okay, maybe 5-10 people, and I think we ended up with like 38 women crowded in this small room, and pre-pandemic, so we were able to do that. And they had some just amazing ideas, so Jordan and I kind of took that on, and we've had each month, even now that we're meeting via Zoom, we have excellent speakers, and that's kind of how the meeting works. We have a speaker and then time to network with each other, kind of hear if women are having any issues or needs, and then how we can meet those as a group. And we have some secondary groups in there, like community outreach. Right now we're doing a stocking drive for the Shelby Foster Association, and we have a group that works on finding our speakers and just all kinds of people working hard behind the scenes for the Women's Business Council. And all you have to do to join is just let us know you're interested. There's no cost, and you don't have to be even a chamber investor. You can just pop into any meeting and see if it's a right fit for you. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah,
so you can network and help your local community all together.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, and it's a great group of women, even though it's just on Zoom right now. The couple of times that I've been on there, you still have a really good group. So
it's very diverse. I really enjoy that. We've got all ages, all different places of employment, people that are starting to retire and looking at what that looks like, and then ladies that are just starting out in the workforce. So you can learn something from everybody in there.
Yeah, that's one of the main things that I really liked about it. And Melissa Dixon is saying that she loves serving on the career readiness group and that Perry does an amazing job as its leader. So, and I know that leads me right into our next question. You do champion the career readiness program. So since Melissa mentioned that, can you fill us in on what that involves?
Yes, I will tell you that's my baby. That's my favorite part of my job. We have a program in place for every grade level in high school where the schools let us come in normally in person, but right now they've been incredible to, like you said, to pivot and let me do these programs virtually, which we didn't know what that was going to look like. So it's amazing that they were so open to that. So for our ninth grade year, we have a program called Keeping It Real, and we get to go in and talk to the ninth graders. And usually we go in through that career readiness class or that career prep class. So they're already learning these crazy things about, you know, what's going to happen when you graduate. And we just talk to them about budgeting and getting ready to be, you know, more responsible than you are now. And then for fifth grade, we have a program called Connect to Careers, and it's a big field trip. So that's on hold. But our inaugural year last year, we had 70 plus companies come out and bring all kinds of cool equipment. I mean, Chick-fil-A came and brought like sandwich making kits where they could race each other making sandwiches, just, and, you know, every kind of technology thing you could think of. So we had a great group for that. And then for 11th grade, we do, it's called Communication Matters. So we're getting them ready for those interviews, whether it's straight into the workforce or college, sports, that kind of stuff. And we just go over some fun interview tips. And then we usually get like the principal involved and they'll show us some funny interviews and then like the right way to do it. And they love seeing their coaches and administration kind of getting up there and acting crazy, which is really fun. And for our 12th grade program, we do Student and Educator of the Year. So the students get to compete for a scholarship. And then our teachers that are nominated by their principals also get to compete for some money for their classroom. So all those programs kind of take place throughout the year. But it's a great way to give back. And we do that because, like I said, when we go, we've been out talking to businesses for the last few years, and they're telling us, like, this is what we need. We need students that are coming to work for us at 16 and 18 and 19 and 20 to really, you know, be able to step up and have these skills. So that's why we see, like, the value in putting that out there.
Wow, that's fantastic. And can I ask what schools it includes? Do you have a particular school that you work with or just anybody in Shelby County?
We've been very lucky to hit, you know, all our school systems. We're in Pelham City School, High School, Thompson, our private schools, and then the Shelby County school system. So nobody tells us no, thankfully. They let us keep coming back. So it's been great working with our school systems. They go above and beyond all the time.
Yeah, I wish I had that in high school.
Man, yeah. I say that all the time.
I mean, what tremendous value in that? Because when they exit high school, there's a lot of life skills and finance skills and budgeting skills that immediately come into play. Absolutely. And if there's been no preparation, it's all encompassing, you know, not just like head on college. It's how can I manage my life?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's tremendous. Scott said, I serve on the board of the Trustful Chamber and this info is fantastic. I'm taking notes. Thank you for sharing for the good of all.
Oh, thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Okay. So you are focused also on promoting local businesses. And you said the other day when we talked about keeping the cheer here,
I love
right around the holidays. So I loved it. It was so catchy. Yeah. What are some of the ways that the chamber recognizes local businesses?
We have a great small business award program that we just wrapped up. So, but we really focus on it, especially during the pandemic, just looking for our small businesses and getting the word out. When things first kind of went down and then the spring this year, we came up with some more, they make fun of me, but we came up with some more catchy hashtags like Wellness Wednesday and Takeout Tuesday and all that stuff that I'm sure you guys are amazing at thinking of, but I had to really brainstorm with a lot of pieces of paper to come up with just those simple things. Just to kind of remind everybody, you know, you can't go out to eat right now, but these are the places that are open for takeout. Yes, you should be taking care of yourself. Here's our eye doctor's article, you know, on keeping your eye health while you're staring at your Zoom screen all day and just doing stuff like that. And with the Women's Business Council and working on this stocking drive, you know, folks have asked, like, where should I go? Buy these needs, these sweet wish lists that we got. And we're like, we'll go to our directory. We've got some amazing small businesses that we want you to shop at. So that's the heart of our community. That's the majority of the chamber, these small businesses. So we love to support them and then all the other companies that kind of make us up. They're great folks.
Awesome. Did you mention ribbon cuttings?
Yes. No, thank you. Paint will kill me. Then we have an opportunity for ribbon cuttings all the time, anytime. It's a complimentary thing, so you don't have to be a chamber investor right now. We hope you will be, but you don't have to be right now. And then, like we were talking about the other day, I love to celebrate, you know, a milestone. I was shopping at a boutique, of course, the other day, and they said, you know, we're coming up on 5 years. I'm like, let us come and cut some ribbon and celebrate. We don't just have to celebrate the day that you open, because that can be so incredibly hectic. You don't even know what your company or your business is going to look like yet. So celebrating those milestones later on can be really special too.
I'm very interested in how you said that you can also do a virtual ribbon cutting. I'm very interested about what does that look like?
We've only had to think about that one time, but I was just talking to, we did a ribbon cutting yesterday, and she said we have a business, a company in another area that unfortunately they've had a rise in cases and they can't do them. And we kind of talked through, you know, we can always put together a Zoom and celebrate you in that way and invite our investors. We don't ever want you to shy away from an opportunity because we can't get together in person. So. Where there's a will, there's a way kind of situation. We can make it happen.
It sounds like it. But, we have Harry Slagle visiting us this morning from Mr. Bugs Pest Patrol. Hey, Harry.
All right. So what tips can you offer businesses once they join the chamber so that they can get more involved?
Yeah, I always harp on folks to just kind of keep an eye on our calendar, what's going on, stay invested, stay with us. I know things are weird right now. As much as you kind of put yourself out there, the more you're going to get back, which is awesome. So our social media is kind of blown up right now because we've kind of pushed our companies to tag us and everything. Let us share it. Let us let you know, whatever's going on. We want to know about it. We want to come if we can. Your chamber people love to be out and about shopping in your businesses and checking out your Santas and stuff like that. So the more, you know, and our active investors will tell you this too, the more that you put yourself out there, the better the return on your investment will be. So stay busy in those work groups. I love those. And, you know, all of our different ways to connect. And hopefully very soon we'll be back to, we have twice monthly luncheons, Network 280, business after hours. We have coffees with the mayor and then Coffee Net. So if you're a morning person, you guys are just chugging your coffee, if you can meet us there and then you can be in bed early. Or if you're a night owl, you know, we've got those events too. So we're pretty all encompassing covering. And then we cover all of Shelby County, too. So we're having events in every little corner. So we like to get to see all of our people in different places. We'll come to you. Don't worry.
And that is so true. When I had the presentation the other day, the investor reception, they actually showed a map of where they had all of their events. And it really covered the whole county. So you don't leave anybody out.
No.
Now, I know you answer the phone a lot for resources and businesses in the area, but if people don't want to bother you on the phone, where can they go to find all of your businesses that are in the chamber?
Yeah, we have a beautiful webpage, shelbychamber.org, and there's a tab right at the top for directory. And like I said, you can pretty much type anything in and find the right people, because we encourage our investors to set up their own account so they can tag in there everything they can possibly do. I use it all the time myself when people call saying, like, you know, my daughter just had a baby, I've got to send her flowers. I'm like, let's get on this directory. We're going to find you the right place to go. So that's and there's all kinds of stuff on there too. We keep our upcoming events. We keep recordings of our Zoom events on there. So if you did miss it, you can kind of follow up and see what you missed, so you don't forget to join us next time. And that page holds all the chamber goodies.
Awesome. And I know you have like hot deals and all that kind of stuff.
Yes,
that people can
do,
put
so
out there.
We let our investors have full reign of our calendar. They can post anything on there. If they have a deal that they want to share with our 1,200 plus investors, they can put that in there. We call it a hot deal. It's kind of catchy. And we let them know just kind of everything on there. And they can put job postings, which can be very important, because we have a great group of folks that they would definitely want to hire. So we like to share those too. And once you share it, it populates automatically, which Peyton loves, right to our social media.
Oh, amazing. Awesome.
Yeah.
And then
Peyton,
yeah.
Step.
Yeah, I hear he's helping us out. He has the website right there.
Yeah. Peyton's on it. So it's business.shelbychamber.org/list.
Yeah.
So go there.
All right. And Sean Trouton of Temperature Pro Birmingham is tuning in. He says, chamber member here. So we'll give a shout out to Sean. He said, can you set up a luncheon at Shiloh Clay's, asking for a friend?
Yes, I'm down for that. I want to shoot some clay too. They were one of our small business recipients last year, an incredible family. We need to get out there for sure. You don't have to ask. I want to go too.
Okay, that sounds like something we need to find out about.
Yeah.
All right. So Perry, you do so much and you're heavily involved with the Shelby Chamber, but I'm curious to know, what is your favorite part of all of it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to call out anything. I say all the time, I love my program of work, which is getting to work with the students. We have the best kids in Shelby County. They're going to be our future workforce here in Shelby County. I tell them all the time, statistics are in your favor. Even if you're trying to get away from your parents, statistically, you're coming back. You're going to be living here, right? You're going to be my neighbor, so don't try to leave me just yet. So I'm looking forward to them growing in our community, being part of the chamber one day. And then just, you know, that Women's Business Council is a cool group. We get to do a lot of fun stuff. There's nothing I don't like. I love being out and about. Y'all can tell I love to talk. So getting to see people. And right now during the pandemic, people have just been incredible community to their, you know, to their neighbors, kind of reaching out to each other. So we've been excited to be a part of that.
Great. Is there anything else that we haven't mentioned that you'd like to cover?
No, I think I've talked y'all to death, but I just want to remind everybody that we're here. You know, as a resource to the community, people call the time and say, you know, I don't think I've called the right place. And I'm like, honey, it's fine. We're going to figure out what you need. So if you have any questions, even if you're, you know, you don't have the time, just email us, call us, and we'll figure it out for you. We don't want anybody struggling out there in any way.
Perfect. Yeah. Cue the banner. Exactly.
Right. There we are. So for anybody out there that wants to reach out to Perry, again, she is the Director of Career and Community Development with the Shelby County Chamber. And you can email her at perry@shelbychamber.org. And that's PARI@shelbychamber.org. And she mentioned before, the website for the Shelby Chamber is shelbychamber.org. So check that out.
All right. Well, we are so excited about being a new member with the Shelby County Chamber. So we really appreciate you giving us all this info. And now we're going to have a little fun. So we're going to send Sarah. Is it time for the hot seat?
It is time for the hot seat. Let's go.
All righty. Let's get rid of this guy.
Are you finding it? There's our wheel.
Oh. All right. Here we go.
We're going to see what game you get to play.
I'm nervous.
Famous movie quotes.
Oh, are you a movie buff?
Well, I may need to phone a friend.
I think we're going to have to add that in because everybody asks us that every single time.
About phoning a friend?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so here's how it works. I'm going to be giving you, we're going to do this all in 60 seconds, okay? I'm going to start listing out famous movie quotes, and you have to tell me what movie it's from. Are you a movie buff at all?
Yeah. I mean, I've been to the movies. I like the popcorn.
Okay, so does anybody have the timer for me by chance?
I gotcha.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Perry, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Let's do this.
Okay. All right, here we go. I see dead people.
Oh, ghost, him, the guy with that bald head.
I think you meant to say The Sixth Sense, right?
Yes, The Sixth Sense.
Okay.
What are you talking about that movie?
Show me the money.
Oh, Tom Hanks. Oh, no, wrong Tom. My parents would let me watch it.
Cruise.
Tom Cruise, yes.
Okay. Barry McGuire.
Yes.
Okay, you ready for this one?
I love that one song.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. We could just clip to that. I'm the king of the world.
Oh, Titanic.
Yes. You got it. You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, how about this one? Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Dirty Dancing, my favorite movie ever.
Yes. What about this one? Hello, Clarice.
Oh, he's biting everybody's faces off. I love the Hannibal. I love that movie.
I love the parts of the movie that you remember.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Hannibal.
Oh, my gosh.
I felt miserably without an F.
I think you did fine. I think you really did well. People, I love people who are like, don't call me. Don't phone me for help.
Did we hit our 60 seconds, Glenna?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Kelsey's like, please stop this.
I didn't realize I was muted the whole time. I'm sorry.
Oh, that is so funny. Don't feel bad. I wouldn't.
Now I'm sweating for the rest of the day.
It's like, is it hot in here?
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you, Harry knew all of them, and he said, I'll help.
We may include that phone a friend before it's all over. I'm sure that would get interesting. But once again, Perry, we want to thank you so much for joining us today. We had such a great time, and you gave such great information. I'm sure you'll be getting some people wanting to contact you.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And thank you, everybody, for joining us today. Again, it was such a great time, and we appreciate the people who follow us and share all of our programs. So don't forget, you can join us Tuesday at 8 for Marketing Mix. And then we're taking next week off because of Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And we'll be back 2 weeks from today for another Biz Talk at 8 o'clock. So until then, have a great time.
Bye, everyone.